ladies first. Amen. Next service, if the Lord says the same, we're going to talk about the secret is out. Amen. But ladies first. Amen. Ladies first. Amen. You may not know this, but upon giving this message titled Ladies First, I went in and I studied. I wanted to know why it is considered a courteous term to allow a lady to go in first. Amen. Here's what I discovered. It was heartbreaking. It was dismayed to me that I discovered that during the Civil War, amen, they did not know who the enemy really was. And so oftentimes when they were getting ready to go into a building, the man trying to save himself, amen, would open the door and say, ladies first, amen. And if there was anybody in there, amen, that was going to do hurt or harm, listen, they would hurt the woman first, amen, and the man would live, amen. I'm so glad that has been changed around, amen, because now it is a term to where you open the door and allow a woman to go in. First, somebody say first, amen. Do you not know that I have friends who travel here and there, and never shall forget, a friend of mine told me that he took a trip to the East Coast, was staying in Washington, D.C., and what he was telling me was that in Washington, D.C., along the whole seaboard of the East Coast, all of their electricity runs by an electric grid, amen. And so if that electric grid seems to go out, the whole city begins to go down, and there's nobody that has and is supplied with power. Amen. And do you not know that he's there? He's a California boy, and he's not used to snow. He's not used to wind. He's not used to chilling cold. He's a California, it never rains in Southern California kind of boy, and he's not used to the East Coast. Amen. And do you not know that he's complaining about how cold it is? He's complaining about how the snow is falling, and he's saying, I can't wait to get back to California. Amen. On the eve before he was getting ready to come back, he was in his hotel room preparing to pack his bags because he could not wait to come back to California. And do you not know that in the hotel he was staying in, all the lights went out in the hotel? Amen. He was a little dismayed by that, and he was wondering, did the hotel pay their light bill? Amen. He rushes to the window, and across the whole city, the city is completely dark. Amen. But he notices something that grabs his attention, and he notices that just across the street, a little ways from his hotel, there is one hotel that still has his lights on. Amen. He notices that everybody else, all the buildings, all the hotels have been blacked out. There's no power. There's no light. And there's one hotel that still has light and still has power. Amen. So what he does is he makes his way out of that hotel, goes all the way down the stairs, and goes across the street to the hotel that still has lights on. Amen. And do you not know that he begins to ask them, why is it that you have power when everybody else around the city has a blackout? And they said, well, when we built this hotel, we knew that we were on the East Coast. We knew that every now and then blackouts happen and nobody can find their way. Amen. So what we did was, in the bottom of the hotel, we were not going to risk it. We put an emergency backup generator just in case it didn't seem to black out. And the reason why we still got power is because we got a backup that nobody can really see, and just in case everything goes out, we still have power. Amen. I'm looking at y'all. If y'all wake up in here, is there anybody in here that has gone through your life just from January until now, and your lights have been on, but something has happened that has blacked your life out, has blacked you out, and you're trying to figure out which way is up, trying to figure out which way to turn? But do you not know that even though you thought everything was going out, you thought everything was black, you didn't know which way to turn, you got something on the inside called the Holy Ghost, that even when you're at your lowest moment, the Holy Ghost allows you to still stand up and still be the light of the world. You don't got to take my word for it. I'm looking at somebody right now, and you lost power a long time ago, but you would have given up a long time ago, but the Holy Ghost stood up on on the inside gave you the power, gave you the anointing, gave you the favor that you needed to be able to stand up when everybody else is knocked down. You still have the light of the world on the inside. I came to preach, if y'all just wake up and talk to me a little bit. Where's the person when everybody else was about to give up? You still believe that I may not see it, I may not know it, I may not know how God is going to do it, but I still believe. Why? Because we don't walk by sight, no way. We walk by faith. And long before I knew what was going on, I still had power, I still had ambition, I still had fortitude, and I still was marching on in Jesus' name. And so even though I was at my lowest at times, I still had power. Amen. Y'all want to get to the pancakes, but I want to preach. Amen. Here it is. As we come into John chapter 20, we find Jesus at his lowest point. Amen. He's hanging on the cross, and all the folk around him that he has blessed are nowhere to be found. Amen. That's a word for somebody right there, because you better be careful helping other folk and thinking that just because you help them, they're going to help you in your time of need. Oftentimes, when you've helped other people, when you've blessed other people, when it's your time to be helped, your time in need, the same folk that you helped will be nowhere around. That's why when Jesus hung on the cross, the woman with the issue of blood was not there. Amen. When he hung on the cross, blind Bartimaeus that he gave sight to was not there. Preach, pastor. When he hung on the cross, amen, the boy with the five fishes and two loaves was not there. That's why when he hung on the cross, the man at the pool of Bethesda was not there. Preach, pastor. Is there anybody that knows he helped all of these people, but at his lowest point, even his disciples were not there? But I got some shout news right along in here. The Bible says after everybody else had left him, verse 11 says, but Mary. Amen. That's shout news right there, because everybody ought to have one person in your life that when everybody else deserts you, you got to have a Mary somewhere in your story. After everybody done walked off, after everybody done deserted you, you ought to have a Mary in your story. You ought to have a friend that'll roll with you till the wheels fall off. You ought to bless God. I don't have five friends. I ain't got three friends, but I do got a Mary in my life. And as long as I got a Mary, as low as I seem to get her, there's still a Mary that blesses my life. All right.